The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, this was probably the first weekend of the NFL season where it was pretty much all blowouts in pretty much every game. The majority of these games were blowouts. There was actually one pretty decent win, but almost every one of these games was pretty much dominated by one team, and that was pretty much it. So let's go ahead and get started with the first matchup, or shall I say first blowout, between the Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons. Now, this one actually went different than I expected. You know, Michael Penix actually ended up not starting this game, and Kirk Cousins ended up starting this game because Penix Jr., he suffered some injury, and they didn't play him this week. But it didn't matter. The Miami Dolphins actually showed out in this one. They won 34-10. Tua Tagovailoa had a fantastic game, 20 for 26, 205 yards and 4 touchdowns. Jalen Waddle had 99 yards and a touchdown, and just really the best game of the season for the Dolphins, but that doesn't say much on their season. Then the only close game of the day, we had the New York Jets at the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Jets finally got their first win of the season. They got the win 39-38. It was a back-and-forth game. It was really weird to actually see the Jets pretty much in this till the end. I mean, it was close. Heading into halftime, it was kind of a close matchup. It looked like it was going to be dominated by the Bengals, but then all of a sudden the Jets turned it on in the fourth quarter and scored 23 points and ended up getting the win. Justin Fields had a solid day, 21 for 32, 244 yards and a touchdown. Breece Hall, he was the dude, 133 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns, and 1 passing touchdown as well. So a great day for him. Honestly, I'm not really shocked that the Jets actually got this win because, unfortunately, if you are a big football fan, you know the name of Nick Mangold. He actually was the center for the New York Jets for many years, and unfortunately, he died yesterday, like right before the game. He was only 41 years old, had kidney failure. I actually was just reading about it a couple weeks ago. They were asking for a kidney donation, and boom, it just happens like that. So when I saw that happen, you usually will show out, especially because Nick Mangold, you would call him a Jets legend, straight up. I mean, he was a great center, fantastic his entire career, and definitely a big deal for that organization. So I felt like they were going to show out for him, especially with it just happening literally before the games all started. So great game for them, great win for them, great win just in the name of Nick Mangold for them, because that's kind of how I felt that was going to go. But that's probably going to be the only win of the season for the Jets, because it's been a terrible, terrible season for the Jets. Then the other blowout we had was the Cleveland Browns at the New England Patriots. This actually went as expected. Patriots got the win 32-13, but there was one player on the Cleveland Browns, and he shows out every single time he's on the field. His name is Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett had 5 sacks in this game by himself. 5 sacks in a game. I feel so bad for this dude because he was so heartbroken at the end of the game because they got their asses beat. It wasn't even a close game, but the dude had 5 sacks. He had literally one of the greatest games of his career and even said after the game, "I will give back those 5 sacks for a win." So you got to really feel for Myles Garrett. It's really shitty because the dude has stayed with the Browns. He's never really been like that guy who's going to threaten a trade, but you're just not doing right by this guy. I mean, this team never gets better, and he is just literally one of the greatest defenders of all time. Like, hands fucking down, and he plays for the Cleveland Browns, who can't even get to a wild card game. So it's just really actually sad to see Myles Garrett waste away in Cleveland. It would be nice to think that they're going to trade him away, but why would they? Because he gave them 5 sacks in a game. But I kind of feel like the only way they would end up trading him is if he requests a trade and really requests it hard, but I don't know if he's going to do that, but he sounded very disappointed after this game, and I can't say I'm shocked because 5 sacks, that is a career game, and they were only able to muster up 13 points. On the other end, Drake May, having a amazing season. 18 for 24, 282 yards, and 3 touchdowns. The dude is just dominating every game. He's really putting it together, and definitely looks like the Patriots have found their replacement, at least for the time being, for Tom Brady. Then another, it wasn't a big blowout, but it was still a blowout. The New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles got the win 38-20, and in just the terrible news is we get no more Scadaboo. No more Cam Scadaboo. I hate the Giants, but I love football, and Cam Scadaboo is just a great football player to just watch play. And unfortunately, he suffered a horrific injury yesterday where his ankle was literally pointing the opposite direction. It should not be pointing that way. And you know, when that happens and they go out on an air cast, their season is done. And unfortunately, Scadaboo's season is done. So we unfortunately don't get any more Cam Scadaboo. The Eagles put together another solid game. Saquon Barkley went off 150 yards and a touchdown, and just really an overall solid day from the Eagles, and just terrible news for the New York Giants. I mean, they just keep it feels like they lose a big player each and every week from their roster. So it just gets worse for them. But hey, at least they know they got Scadaboo coming in next year, because if all goes well, he should be back for the beginning of next season. Then the other blowout we had, the Buffalo Bills at the Carolina Panthers. It was all Bills all day. They got the win 40-9. And James Cook had a career day. Went for 216 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. He was the killer. Josh Allen, he also had a great day as well. He had a rushing touchdown. Actually broke Cam Newton's record for, I believe it's most passing and rushing touchdowns by whatever age, blah, blah, blah. You know, stats, they always got to throw these dumb statistics together. Oh, at this age, this guy was like this. And this age, this guy was like that. Yeah, how about you just count Super Bowls? That's really all any of us give a fuck about. But anyways, needless to say, Josh Allen has had a fantastic career, and he just keeps adding to his fantastic career yesterday. Then the other blowout ended up being the Chicago Bears at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens dominated this one, and Lamar Jackson didn't even play. They got the win 30-16. This was probably, you know, Derrick Henry went off 71 yards and 2 touchdowns, but this was probably the best game defensively for the Ravens. Obviously, they still need Lamar Jackson back there, but, you know, I said it when I was predicting the game, that I felt like this was just one of those games where it was about time the Bears were going to lose and about time the Ravens were going to win, and that's exactly what happened in this one. Then the other wasn't a blowout, but it was pretty much dominated by one team, and that is the San Francisco 49ers at the Houston Texans. Man, I told you, this Texans defense was going to come for whoever was playing quarterback for the Niners. Ended up actually being Mac Jones. It looked like all week they were basically saying Purdy was coming back, and then all of a sudden, Sunday, they were like, nope, Mac Jones is going to be starting. And so he did, but he was on his ass all day, and just not a good game from the Niners offensively, but a great game from the Texans defensively. And actually, C.J. Stroud's best game of the season, he went 30 for 39, 318 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 26-15 win for the Houston Texans. Really needed that win, especially over this Niners team. But I mean, the Niners, they were getting blown up defensively. You can tell now, those injuries to their key guys, Bosa and Warner, are actually going to start piling up. I mean, this Texans offense is not good at all, and they actually ran all over the Niners yesterday. It was pretty much a flawless game offensively for the Texans, and you can't say that about one game for them this season. So it's looking like those Niners injuries are finally starting to take a toll on them at this point in time. Then the other blowout we had was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. This one got so bad that the New Orleans Saints finally changed their quarterback. The Buccaneers got the win 23-3. And Spencer Rattler, he started this game, and then it was just fumble city, interceptions. And then they ended up just putting their rookie Tyler Shough in. And you got to say, I that's how I felt the season was going to go for the Saints. I kind of feel like they're playing for the first overall pick next year, as they should, because they're definitely in rebuilding. And I kind of think they were banking on Derek Carr playing this season. And then unfortunately, he hurt his shoulder and just ended up retiring. So I kind of felt like they were looking at him as the guy, but you know, he retired, and now they're with these two garbage can quarterbacks. So it's going to be a very long season for the Saints. But I don't know, they're going to have some competition with the Titans for that first overall pick. But just a solid day from the Buccaneers, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where they really took care of business on the defensive side of the ball. As a matter of fact, who's pretty much all defense all day for the Bucks, which can be expected, but just another solid performance from the Buccaneers. Then the other ass-kicking of the day was the Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts keep on rolling. They got the win 38-14. And speaking of rolling, Jonathan Taylor. I just don't think I need to keep saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it. As long as he keeps rolling, this Colts team keeps winning, and he had 153 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. One of the touchdowns, he actually had a receiving touchdown as well, but one of the rushing touchdowns was for like 78 yards, something insane like that. So Jonathan Taylor just continues to have another great year, and it sucks because, you know, the MVP award, they always focus on the quarterbacks. And, you know, last year, Saquon Barkley, he went for over 2,000 yards, so there's almost no way Jonathan Taylor is going to get the MVP this year, but it's obvious this dude is the MVP because, you know, anytime he's injured, the Colts suck. Anytime he's good, the Colts win, and it just continues to translate this year. Also, who keeps having another great year is Daniel Jones at quarterback. He went 21 for 29, 272 yards and three touchdowns, and Michael Pittman Jr. had 95 yards and a touchdown. Then the other ass-kicking of the day was my Dallas Cowboys at the Denver Broncos. Cowboys decided not to show up at all defensively in this one. Got their asses beat 44-24. It just sucks because our offense is just so damn good. And even Tony Romo was commiserating because they were talking about a duel back in 2013 between the Cowboys and the Broncos, where basically it was just a duel between Peyton Manning and Tony Romo, and they were just trading TDs back and forth. But Romo was even commiserating because we lost in that game. He was even commiserating that he feels for this year's Cowboys offense because we're so fantastic on offense and our defense is just so terrible, and it's the exact same thing that happened in that 2013 season where our offense was great, our defense was historically bad, and we kept playing 500 ball basically and missed out on the playoffs at the end of the season. And that's kind of how I feel like this game, this season's going to go again for the Cowboys, because basically they're just alternating wins so far. And oh, by the way, at the end of next month, we get a great murderer's row of the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions, all three consecutive weeks in a row. So I'm really looking forward to that. So, but yeah, just an overall terrible game from the Cowboys. They couldn't get it going offensively at all. And just because, you know, Dak was, the Broncos defense was getting at Dak all day and really just putting him under pressure. And just not a good, even good game from them on offense. But defensively, they just got blown up from the start, and it was just not a good one. On the Broncos side of the ball, Bo Nix, solid day, 19 for 29, 247 yards and four touchdowns. And just an overall shitty day from the Cowboys and a solid day from the Broncos. Then the other ass-kicking of the day started out as a close matchup, but then really just got away from the Steelers in the fourth quarter. But the Green Bay Packers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Packers ended up walking away with the win in this one because they ended up scoring 21 points in the fourth quarter. They got the win 35-25. Just basically, the Packers were converting in the red zone, and the Steelers basically had to keep converting in the red zone for field goals rather than 7 points. Aaron Rodgers was running for his life all night as well, so just not getting good blocking. But Jordan Love continues his amazing season as well, 29 for 37, 360 yards and three touchdowns on the night. Tucker Kraft, his tight end, had 143 yards and two touchdowns on the night. And just a very solid performance offensively and defensively from the Packers. Packers looking more and more like a contender. Steelers, on the other hand, I just think I felt like they were going to have good games and bad games. And I mean, honestly, they didn't really get dominated last night. They were in it for the majority of the game. It's just when you don't convert those red zone stands to 7 points and you just have to keep settling for three, it usually catches up to you, especially against a good team like the Green Bay Packers. Moving on to tonight's Monday Night Football game, we have the Washington Commanders at the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, the Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite, and I just think Washington, they haven't really put it together just yet. They haven't, I don't think they've even found an identity. They haven't really shown out in any game just yet, whereas the Chiefs, I mean, they're still the Chiefs. I mean, even if it's a close game, you just can't count them out at all at any point in any game at all. And they're actually on the hot streak right now. It kind of feels like they're starting to put it together offensively, and they were already put together on defense. So it kind of feels like they're getting better, whereas Washington, I still think, is trying to figure it out. Jaden Daniels will not be playing tonight. It's going to be Marcus Mariota, and that's always a coin toss with me. They are getting Debo and Terry McLaurin back at wide receiver, so that's definitely going to be a big deal and definitely a big help for Marcus Mariota, but I don't know, man. I just kind of feel like the Chiefs are just a much better team, and even if the Commanders had Jaden Daniels at quarterback, I still would probably be leaning Chiefs just because Chiefs are looking good right now. Washington has no identity at this point in time, and so I'm going Chiefs 27-17. Moving on to the World Series, and it's actually been a very good World Series. Game one went to Toronto, shockingly. I mean, at first, it was looking like I was so pissed off. You know, the Dodgers come right out the gate, and they're up, and I'm like, ugh. I was even getting ready to change the channel. I'm like, nah, it's too early. You can't change the channel. But, you know, just when the Dodgers just get going, it really is disheartening to me because it just feels like no good baseball is going to come, unless you're a Dodgers fan, of course. But then Toronto just turned it on, and they actually just started hitting the home runs, and they actually got a big win, 11-4 in game one. Kirk, Barger, Varsho all had home runs in this one. Game two was a completely different story. As a matter of fact, the Dodgers dominated this one. They got the win 5-1. It was pretty close for a good chunk of the game. But then Will Smith hit a home run and just busted it wide open, and the Dodgers never looked back from there. Yamamoto pitched a gem. He pitched 9 innings with 8 strikeouts, just was unhittable for the most part. And like I said about that Dodgers starting pitching, it is deep. But game three, we're walking in Monday night, tied 1-1 in this one. They are in LA for the next 3 games. So we'll see how that goes, but I was very surprised that Toronto was able to keep pace in game one. Hopefully they're able to just keep it moving because they definitely have the offensive firepower. It's just, are they going to be able to get past some of these pitchers? They were able to take care of Snell in game one, but this is going to be a tough one, uphill battle, I believe, for Toronto. But I definitely want to see Toronto win this one for sure. But luckily, it is a series headed into game three. We are all tied up at 1, and we'll see what happens tonight in game three. And, you know, basketball has been excellent this weekend as well. Luka having a fantastic start to his season. Unfortunately, he's going to be out this week because he strained his hand. I don't know if you saw him try to pretend to dunk the other night, and he just like got his little tippy fingers on there, and that actually hurt him. So yeah, he's going to be out the week. And it looked like it was going to be a bad week until Austin Reeves went off for 51 points last night, and I was like, all right, cool. I predicted that the Lakers were going to win the championship this year, and I thought it was going to be a Luka Reeves thing with James, just filling his nice role, coming in defensively and just making the key plays when he has to. But Reeves is even capable of taking over a game and going off for 51. He actually had a double, 51 points and a double-double, 51 points and 11 rebounds. So he went off last night. But Luka's been having a great year. Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, that dude is balling uncontrollably. It feels like every game is an actual, like, you got to watch a San Antonio Spurs game if Victor Wembanyama's in the game. So he's playing fantastic right now. We just have a lot of great basketball going on right now. SGA, he's picking up right where he left off on his MVP run. And I feel like there's somebody else in there. Oh, God, I didn't really write down a lot of the basketball stuff just because it's the first week and we got a lot going on. Anthony Edwards, he started out the season great. Unfortunately, he's injured. It looks like he's going to be out the next couple of games. But he started off the season great. Oh, man, I just know there's somebody. Giannis is having a good start to his season as well. Houston Rockets looking like they're clicking on all cylinders. It's just looking like a fantastic start to the NBA season. And the dudes who were expecting to show out are actually showing out, and it's really nice to see. Cooper Flagg kind of chugging along, but hey, y'all, he's a rookie. It is his first season. He's got to acclimate. Wemby wasn't blowing us out of the water either. This just takes time. So just chill on Cooper Flagg. I expect him to really arise and have a good moment. But so far, we're getting some really excellent basketball from some individual players. Really just knocking it out the park to start the season. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Wednesday.